You're listening to The Shonaki. This week's episode, Flinchy and the Mexican Show Truck, Part 1, by Patrick McLean and P.G. Holyfield. So I've been playing golf with P.G. Holyfield. A few rounds here and there. We even played in a tournament. It's been great fun.
It's okay. At least it hasn't rained on us.
And there's a couple of things you might not know about P.G. Holyfield. First, his real name isn't P.G.
That would be weird.
It's Patrick.
I decided to go with P.G. once I figured out McLean lived in Charlotte, too.
Seriously?
No.
And number two, he's an excellent golfer.
I used to be good. Now I'm just above fair.
No, really, his scores have names and everything. You know, par, birdie. I've even seen him get an eagle.
And double bogey.
But still, those are names. The only name the number nine has on a golf course is shame.
A snowman plus one equals shame.
So the other day, we set out with a friend of mine. And well,
it was an adventure.
Yeah, it was,
Yeah.
The point is, we can't sum it up in a single sentence. So we're going to tell you the story.
And I'm here to make sure he tells you the truth.
Truth? Nobody wants the truth. They want a good story.
But this is non-fiction.
Okay, George Washington, take it away with the Truthleosity Parade.
What?
You start.
Yeah. So Patrick brings this friend of his along. Can we say his real name?
Let's use a nickname. Let's call him Finchy.
Flinchy?
No, Finchy, like the bird. What?
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't have to. It's a nickname.
But
a nom de plume, nom de guerre, nom d'histoire.
Whatever. We're playing golf, and Patrick brings a friend. We play the first hole, and he seems to play okay. But when we get to the second hole, things fall apart a little.
What are you talking about? You cranked one, Mr. Real Deal Holyfield.
I was talking about you and your friend Flinchy.
Finchy. But I will grant you he's a scared little guy. Anyway, my drive wasn't that bad. I pounded one down the right side.
And then over the right side, into the woods.
Oh, that. That's not a problem. That's merely an opportunity for glory.
Glory?
Oh, yeah. Glory. You see, if I had gotten it out of there, onto the green, and sank the putt for birdie or par.
Birdie?
Or par. Think about how demoralized you would have been. I would have won the round right there. Sure. It's a risky play, but think of the reward. Think of the glory.
But you didn't even make par.
Well, I was distracted by events.
Yeah, me too.
Because Finchy steps up to the tee and does something I've never seen him do. He swings and duck hooks one right onto the road. I mean, we're talking like a 50-yard hook here. I couldn't have been more surprised if Finchy's head had fallen off the top of his neck and Pez had gone flying everywhere.
That would have surprised me more.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. It was unexpected.
Not the way you play.
And then time went all weird, you know. Like that moment when the brakes lock in the accident and everything slows down.
He hit a truck.
Why do you do that?
That's what he did.
But the suspense, the poetry of the moment.
If you keep it up, we're never going to get through the story.
Yeah, but if I don't describe it properly, people won't get it.
He hit a truck in the windshield.
Finchy didn't hit just any truck. It was a Mexican show truck.
It was a Chevy.
This thing was magnificent. Bright yellow, an exhaust conversion kit that created semi-style smokestack pipey things on the crew cab, and it was airbrushed all over.
It was a loud Chevy truck.
In every sense of the word. And along the side was a lush jungle scene with a Mayan temple, a beautiful native woman, and so help me God, a painting of the truck itself.
You always focus on the painting of the truck on the truck.
Well, clearly, someone loved their truck enough to paint it on their truck. And the windshield on this truck was so tinted, the only thing it reflected was the blackness of men's souls. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see any souls. I saw the golf ball-sized crater in the windshield.
No, the foreshadowing. That was foreshadowing.
Uh-huh. Then something really odd happened. Flinchy jumped into the cart and started screaming at Patrick, "Drive, drive!" And Patrick Patrick takes off.
Well, what did I care? I mean, that was between Finchy and the driver of the truck. I had a ball in play. In play for glory.
You were an idiot.
Oh, come on. How was I supposed to know all this was going to happen?
Foreshadowing?
There's not really any foreshadowing in real life.
That truck was a pretty big clue. Tell them what happened next.
What? I got a 9 on the hole.
No, with the truck.
I think we're out of time. It will have to be the next episode.
Cliffhangering bastard.
It's not my fault you talk so much.
Me?